could save you 15%.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The great cars that we have today and the progress we're making today in large measure resides with the resiliency of the GM employee base through good times and bad, kept focused, through the bankruptcy, kept focused, and we have delivered great cars. Just this week, we were named the company with Motor Trend's Car of the Year, the Volt. It was called, they expected a science project, they got a moonshot. So yeah, we are selling our best-selling models this year, year over year, in the United States, in North America, A, the Buick, and B, the Cadillac. So I think we do have the resident expertise and the impetus to produce the best cars available that you can buy.
Let's get at the nickels, dimes, and quarters in our review of what's going on here. Top hits this week in talk radio. One of them is this big day that General Motors has had. The stock went public again. You just heard from the CEO, Daniel Akerson. He reflected on what a great day it was. Well, it was. They made a triumphant return to Wall Street. It's been, what, a year and a half since the government rescued General Motors and forced the overhaul. But the shares lost momentum after an early bounce. Whether that's good or bad, I guess we'll have to wait and see. The ogres in the news media say, oh, look, this is terrible. I think maybe you and I just ought to wait and see, don't you think? We'll put together pieces of the story and then get some reaction or reflection from you later in the hour. General Motors Corporation, GMC, last year bankrupt, this year on the New York Stock Exchange again, advancing in its return to public trading. IPO raised about $20 billion. GM's owners, including the Treasury of the United States, sold 15.8 billion of common shares at $33 a share. Second largest U.S. IPO on record. The offering by General Motors is something they're quite pleased with, and I think we ought to all be happy that they're still there. The government investment is one of those government investments that was worthwhile. I'm not with those who thought we ought to just let everything go bankrupt. I think there are some banks we should have let go, but General Motors, it's not so easy because it means a lot, stands for a lot. So, at any rate, the giant deal of the week, General Motors. Here's President Obama commenting on the success, pointing out that there has been solid job growth in the auto industry, at least in the United States.
Today, one of the toughest tales of the recession took another big step towards becoming a success story. General Motors relaunched itself as a public company, cutting the government's stake in the company by nearly half. What's more, American taxpayers are now positioned to recover more than my administration invested in GM. And that's a very good thing. Our automakers are in the midst of their strongest period of job growth in more than a decade. Since GM and Chrysler emerged from bankruptcy, the industry has created more than 75,000 new jobs. For the first time in 6 years, Ford, GM, and Chrysler are all operating at a profit. In fact, last week, GM announced its best quarter in over 11 years. And most importantly, American workers are back at the assembly line manufacturing the high-quality, fuel-efficient, American-made cars of tomorrow, capable of going toe-to-toe with any other manufacturer in the world. Just 2 years ago, this seemed impossible. In fact, there were plenty of doubters and naysayers who said it couldn't be done, who were prepared to throw in the towel and read the American auto industry last rites. These last 2 years haven't been easy on anybody. They haven't been without pain or sacrifice, as the tough restructuring of GM reminds us. And obviously, we've still got a long road ahead and a lot of work to do to rebuild this economy, to put people back to work, to make America more competitive for the future, and to secure the American dream for our children and our grandchildren. But we are finally beginning to see some of these tough decisions that we made in the midst of crisis pay off. And I'm absolutely confident that we're going to keep on making progress. I believe we're going to get through this tougher and stronger than we were before.
Next up on the talk radio countdown from CNBC, Phil LeBeau speaks with GM CEO Daniel Akerson again, and this is a different way of kind of reflection, I guess.
What are your thoughts as you prepare for the offering?
It's a great day, rebirth of a great American company, the storied past, great future.
A lot of focus this morning on the price, $33. How did you arrive at that price? You and the underwriters, the bankers, how did you arrive at that price? Because some people are sitting there saying, could you have gone higher? Could you have gone to 34, 35? Why 33?
Well, Phil, as you know, it's an art as much as it is a science. And you try to match the demand and supply curves, and this is about where it's sorted out in terms of where we thought we'd get the most take from largely a North American investor base. It allowed for a good share of small investor base, the largest in the history of any IPO, almost 50% higher than the next one. So it was a good match between different constituencies and demand.
Let's talk about that retail allocation. From the beginning of this, and you heard this criticism, people saying, do it auction style. Let the American taxpayer come in. If they want to buy a share or 10 shares, whatever they want to buy, they should be able to do this auction style. And the retail allocation winds up being 20% in this. When you hear that criticism, is it a fair criticism in your opinion?
Well, you know, everybody's got a point of view. But I think it is, when you talk about 20% and the next one being 11 or 12, pretty good distribution to the small investor.
And mutual funds and some of the largest holdings.
Well, you have mutual funds buying and for small investors, and then there was an allocation of about 20%, as you suggest, for small investors on an individual basis. So that was a good distribution, and it allowed for a good number of people to get a shot at the stock.
The big question that people have following the roadshow, two questions. One being, is this a truly different General Motors? In other words, you were not running this company 2 years ago. The management team is a different team.
Right.
And a lot of people are saying, you've got a cleaned up balance sheet, but can you run an auto company?
Well, we have a completely different business model, too. It's a business model that, for the first time in a generation, what you have is the automobile industry has a level playing field. In other words, healthcare costs, union costs, management costs, and now we can compete, and indeed, the best car will win, and that's where we're confident.
Shop Toys R Us for super deals on the biggest selection of toys and video games from the hottest brands like Barbie, Fisher-Price, Lego, Nintendo, and more. If you're expecting a baby, register with Babies R Us. We make it easy to plan for baby's arrival. Sign up in-store or online. Plus, make shopping even more rewarding. Join our free rewards program at Toys R Us and Babies R Us and get exclusive offers, discounts, and more. Toys R Us and Babies R Us, the hottest toys and everything for baby, all at low prices. Come shop and save today.
Like to try a new Luden's Wild Honey Throat Drop?
Wow, this Miss Luden's Wild Honey is delicious. Oh, I can almost see the bees now buzzing through the fields, going from flower to flower, collecting the sweet nectar, then flying back to the hive, filling it with their pure, luscious honey.
Yeah, most people just say they're good.
New Luden's Wild Honey, a luscious new way to soothe everyday throat irritation. Luden's, it still works wonders.
Everyone knows you make better choices when you can try things out first. And choosing a university shouldn't be any different. At Kaplan University, we're introducing the Kaplan Commitment, a new way to experience classes with no tuition obligation. During our introductory period, you can decide if we're right for you. If not, you only pay the application fee. That's it. We want to help you make educated decisions about your education. Learn more at kaplan.edu/talent or call 866-721-5955.
My name is Ruth Rusi, and this is how I live United. I read to children as part of United Way's education program. It helps them create links between language and literacy and prepares them for a better academic future. I figure I have the time and they have the need. My name is Ruth Rusi. I help kids prepare to succeed in school. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
This is Ed Krell, CEO and President of Destination Maternity Corporation. Since 2001, we've been working together with the March of Dimes for stronger, healthier babies. Did you know that in America, 1 in 8 babies is born too soon? Those who survive their early birth can suffer serious and sometimes lifelong health problems, help bring healthy babies home. Join Destination Maternity and the March of Dimes in fighting premature births. Go to marchofdimes.com.
Quickly, let's move into Felicia Taylor talking with Stephen Ratner, the man known as President Obama's car czar.
What was your first priority? What was the number one job to get done?
Probably the most important thing was to try to figure out how to get a team, because without that, we would have been toast. Team Auto was a wonderful group of people, the most wonderful group I've had the privilege of working with. They all volunteered. They all came, almost all of them came from outside the government, many from New York, from Wall Street, because they wanted to serve.
That brings me to this picture, and it's clearly a pivotal moment in what's going on. And I actually had to take a look for a second and realize who was in the background.
What you see happening here are people huddling over a bulky speakerphone that kept issuing static rather than voices. What was about to happen was unprecedented.
One of the challenges we've confronted from the beginning of this administration is what to do with the state of the struggling auto industry.
The president was going to say that both companies needed a fundamental restructuring, that Chrysler would be allowed to liquidate if we could not achieve a fundamental restructuring, and that bankruptcy was very much an option for both companies. And this was a bolt of lightning to the Michigan delegation, then ultimately to the rest of the country.
That had to have been an enormous amount of pressure, knowing that those people's livelihoods, and you write that they, if they lost their jobs, they probably wouldn't get another job again because they don't exist. What did that feel like to hold that kind of responsibility?
It was terrifying. I would wake up in the night and I would think to myself, this whole industry, all these people are relying on a small group of us to make the right decisions. We had no idea, honestly, because it was not knowable, what the impact of the president talking about bankruptcy for these companies would be on car buyers. If the car buyers had gone on strike and said, we're not buying any cars from bankrupt companies, these companies would have collapsed. Here's poor President Obama, shows up for work, and one of the first things, what do you do about a bunch of bankrupt automakers or insolvent automakers? And it was interesting to watch him because I can't imagine he thought or cared much about the auto industry. It's not why he ran for president. I think this was a seminal moment in the whole interaction between government and the private sector. This was almost without precedent, probably it is without precedent, of the government coming in, saving not just two iconic companies, but a whole industry with $82 billion of capital and having it work.
Why does General Motors matter? We find out as someone at Fox talks to the fellow who wrote the book, Bill Holstein.
Look, whatever your thoughts are, and I know a lot of people are angry with how this transpired or how we got to this point. We are at this point, and we as taxpayers, we want to be out of the car business. We want to be made whole. The first step is an IPO.
Absolutely. I mean, in many ways, this was a great day for American capitalism. We took an American company that just couldn't compete in the world. It went through its own internal efforts to transform itself, and then it was helped by a government role, forcing it into bankruptcy and helping it reduce its cost structure dramatically. The net effect is that General Motors has been stripped down and is a world-class competitive company. So it's in many ways a remarkably positive thing about how our system works.
So you like GM's restructuring, streamlining into four brands instead of eight, the pricing, the new strategy with marketing.
And the new labor cost is dramatically different. They cut their labor costs so significantly.
How were they able to do that?
Well, Rick Wagoner, the first of the four CEOs in recent 2 years, he forced the UAW to accept a two-tier wage system so that people now joining in, on the line make $14 an hour as opposed to $28. He forced the union to absorb the health care costs, which was helping cripple the company. So there were dramatic and big steps that were taken long before the company went into bankruptcy. Those steps also helped. I mean, reducing some of the debts on its balance sheet, helping it get out of some of the franchises around the country, some of the dealers. So, I mean, the net effect of this is that the company has been dramatically transformed.
Legacy labor costs we're talking about. Is it good luck, good timing? Let's talk about the China growth story here as well, that GM is going to be able to take advantage of that. And this is a huge now going forward.
Well, they already have taken advantage of it. They're now selling more cars in China than they are in the United States. It's pretty incredible.
hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. Wind Blue Power carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers. And all Wind Blue Power kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code RADIO for 5% off. Or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
Okay, I want to address the skeptics listening to talk radio. You hear multiple commercials on products that make you feel better and help you lose weight, but you don't believe it. Companies come and go. Well, people, I understand. You really are desiring a product that works, but you're tired of getting burned with substandard quality, gimmicks, and 3 to 6 month get-involved contracts. Life Change Tea is different. I speak for Life Change Tea because I lost 25 pounds, lowered my blood pressure and blood sugar levels. I sleep well at night knowing Life Change Tea customers receive a real product that works, customer service, and customer satisfaction. So here's my spiel. Test us, try us, and receive results. And if you don't try us, that's okay. And if you do, you'll be a happy tea customer getting healthy. So order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. In my opinion, you won't be sorry. Details.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 and change after the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of yet another one of the big hits in talk radio, the conversation, not only on issue-oriented talk radio, but the business stations are all over this, as you can imagine. Business hosts or the money hosts, however you want to reflect on what they are best described as having done or are doing. General Motors, if you're just joining us, on the New York Stock Exchange as of Thursday, jumped 7% after opening at $33 a share and then went down a bit. Largest public initial public offering for a long time. Move is expected to bring in somewhere between $23 and $33 billion. 549 million common shares, 92 million preferred shares, selling at $50 a piece. Stock sale will halve the Treasury Department's ownership to 26% and will speed up the plan to get the government out of the car business. Let's hope. We keep our fingers crossed. Meanwhile, from Detroit, talk host Paul W. Smith speaking with the vice chairman of General Motors, Steve Gursky.
It's overwhelming, isn't it, Stephen?
It certainly is, Paul W. It's a great day for everyone with a stake in GM. Our employees, our dealers, our suppliers, the people of Detroit, the people of Michigan, everybody should all feel proud today.
We feel proud, we feel excited, but we also remember 1,500 dealerships closed and all those families affected. The dismissal of tens of thousands of workers. There's a whole bunch of pain along the way. Bankruptcy is never pretty, but bankruptcy gave this company a second chance.
That's true. Bankruptcy impacts many people. We feel for them. It's important to look forward. It's also important to know that this company ran the risk of going away. And we do have a second chance, and we're going to make the most of it here.
What was it like, Stephen Gursky, for you when Rick Wagoner brought you on board and then you took a look from inside, rather from the outside looking in? There must have come a time where you had to turn to Rick Wagoner and say, you know what? There's not a heck of a lot you can do to fix this thing other than collapse it and start over.
Well, what I found, though, Paul W., was I spent time with between 400 and 500 people at this company during that period, and I knew there was a lot of great people at this company. I knew there were a lot of good ideas. It was just about getting the good ideas into the market and getting them executed. So it was a challenge. There was a lot to do. The organization was overly complicated. The financial condition was in trouble. It needed to be fixed. And fortunately or unfortunately, it took bankruptcy to get it done.
You came in for Rick, and then I think you left and came back again.
Yes, I did. I was put on the board by the UAW VEBA Trust by Ron Gettelfinger, and got close to Ed Whitaker and dropped into the company again.
I remember my conversation with him when I was in New York City, and he had been I think, at a Chrysler 24-hour, one of those crazy meetings they had, Chrysler, when he was on the board there with the stockholders in Germany. But we talked about Stephen Gursky and how much he valued your expertise and how he was excited to have you on the board and representing the UAW VEBA Trust and all of that. And Ron Gettelfinger has a role in what has happened here through a lot of pain and suffering, but in the realization that without General Motors, there might not even be a UAW either.
That's true, Paul W., and I'd love to give a special shout-out to Ron Gettelfinger today and to everybody out there. This company is in a place where 2 years ago nobody thought we would be, and we should all be proud of that.
Absolutely.
We knew we could do great cars. It was just about getting them on the road in an efficient way.
Well, that's what you've done. There's still concern that the government can continue to saddle you and other automakers with some unrealistic goals, if you will. This 60 miles per gallon by 2020 is just one of those things that you say, you scratch your head and you say, did he talk to any engineers before saying he wanted to do this so that we would know that this could or could not be done? Because I'm told in so many ways that it, at least with the technology we have today, it can't be.
We have a lot of technology on the shelf, and it's about getting that technology off the shelf and into the market. 60 miles per gallon by 2020 is a huge challenge, but we're not going to ignore it, and we're going to go after it. We're going to try and play offense here.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Increase employee productivity and stop malware threats.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Web Filter is an integrated hardware and software solution that enforces internet usage policies by blocking access to websites and internet applications that are not business related. The Barracuda Web Filter is the easiest way to get your staff back to work
while preventing harmful malware from entering your network.
Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit.
888-ANTI-SPAM.
Or visit Barracuda.com.
All right, that's 19,000 little wooden horses on strings. How would you like to pay for that?
Discover card.
So, don't you elves usually make these?
Hey, with 5% cash back bonus, it's not worth getting my tights in a bundle.
What are you going to do with the cash back bonus?
Saving up for some plastic surgery. You know, your thing.
Now through December, get 5% cash back bonus at restaurants, clothing, and department stores with Discover Card. Sign up at discover.com or call 1-800-DISCOVER. It pays to discover. Limitations apply.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a home? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-832-1177. That's 1-800-832-1177. Act now and receive a smoke detector with free 24-hour monitoring ring when you subscribe. Call 1-800-832.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. also on super sale. Olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at herbalheater.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at herbalhealer.com.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station, but you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCN specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory, no reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver, but don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
No cheating going on here. We're trying to present everything that you need to know to make up your mind as to whether this is a good thing or not, as we are here to evaluate one of the Talkers Magazine big items of the week. The charts have been completed, and as a matter of fact, I thought for a moment I should spend a little review time here in looking at the top 10. At number 10 is the usual What's Going On in Sports Talk Radio. It's always this time of year, it's the NFL, and it's the NBA, and it's a little hockey here and a little hockey there. Number 9, the Royal Engagement. And number 8, what's going on in Afghanistan. Number 7 is the story we're working on right now, the General Motors stock going public story. Number 6 is Charlie Rangel's being guilty of ethics violations. What a shocker that is, eh? Maybe it's a shocker that he got convicted on 11 of the 13 counts. Number 5 is Sarah Palin and her announcement that she's thinking about going. She can beat President Obama, yeah. Number 4, the FDA banning those drinks like Four Loko. Number 3, the new Congress working around in Washington, so to speak. Number 2, the fact that the GOP and senators, members of that party, want to ban earmarks. And number 1 is the TSA and the fact that they don't get it. 800-510-8255. You get it? Of course you get it. You know what's going on. Here are Talk hosts Mark Mason and Dave Anderson speaking with reporter Aaron Katursky. Katursky will break down the IPO by GM and what this brings back to you, the American taxpayer.
Today was a big day because it was an IPO, initial public offering. Was what happened with GM today a surprise?
Well, you know, it's a surprise to some, but I think those who managed the initial public offering from General Motors expected that it would really hold up on the stock market once it went public again. GM, after a 17-month hiatus, starts trading $33 a share for the opening price. It closes up about a buck, and that's about, what, 3.5%? And analysts said that it's now up to GM to prove that it can keep making money for investors. And GM executives said they are up to the challenge.
Aaron, what does this stock offering mean to the American taxpayer who bailed out GM? What does this mean to our investment?
It means that taxpayers get a lot of money back, and whether they get the whole $50 billion that they invested in GM back, analysts say is probably unlikely, but the loss is expected to be far smaller than once feared. And the government stake in General Motors is now about half of what it was, about 30%. So it's still going to have some oversight. GM's executives are still subject to pay restrictions, and, you know, there's other oversight matters that the government will still conduct, but to a far lesser degree now.
And former GM stockholders, they got washed out in the bankruptcy, didn't they?
Well, they got washed out in the bankruptcy, as shareholders often do. And you know, you're talking pennies on the dollar, if that. And there were so many creditors that some of whom are still going through legal proceedings. But what? But GM left all of that behind, and so-called old GM, which is a whole separate entity from new GM, which is trading as this bright, shiny new company with a whole lot less debt, far fewer product offerings. So there's only four brands as opposed to eight, and a mission to build cars that people want to drive. And so far, they've been succeeding in doing it here and overseas, and they're making money for the first time in 6 years.
Yeah, the Chevy Volt then named Motor Trend's Car of the Year, if I'm not mistaken.
And all part of a remarkable comeback. They showed off the Volt. They showed off a Camaro, a GMC Sierra, one of the Cadillac models in front of the stock exchange today to sort of whet investors' appetites as they went inside. The opening bell sounded only for a second, and then it was just the sound of a revving engine, and the stock took off. It was one of the most active stocks traded today. Hundreds of millions of shares traded hands in just the, you know, the opening hours of Wall Street trading today. And when it was over, you know, the stock closes up. Investors said, all right, we're pleased so far. Let's see how it goes.
General Motors reentering the stock market as its shares jumped sharply in the first couple of minutes of trading. The stock rose as high as $36 a share, $3 more than the price GM set for the initial public offering. It pulled back slightly by early afternoon. So that was that's the explanation. The stock went at 33, went up to 36, then pulled back a little bit. Not that it went below 33, but you may have thought by listening to what I said a little bit ago. Remember, General Motors shares were trading for less than a buck when the old company went for bankruptcy. So this re-entry into Wall Street is, how can it be a bad thing? That's it. That's basically it. The news about General Motors, how do you consider it? There's always going to be somebody out there that will take a shot at it, and certainly you're welcome to do that. 800-510-8255, because remember, this is about your thoughts, our thoughts collectively. People ask me to put in my two cents, so I'll do that. Some of you may thank the heavens for George Bush, because he may have sown the seeds for this. Whatever you think, 800-510-8255, the models were outside the New York Stock Exchange, those new models of their cars, and that got people all sort of excited. They were talking about the sound of the revving engine. It was a new Camaro, kind of an interesting thing. If you haven't seen some of the video or some of the pictures from there, it was a show. It's a sideshow. 220 million shares traded by the end of the first day. That was triple the amount of trading in Citigroup, the next most actively traded stock. And also on the Toronto Stock Exchange, there was some action as well. 800-510-8255. 102 years old. General Motors been around since 1908. Put together all those various divisions. Buick was a separate division. Pontiac was a separate company. So was Chevrolet. Oldsmobile was, for sure. Too bad Oldsmobile's gone. I think Pontiac, but they all made them in the last, 15, 20 years. Couldn't tell the difference between a Buick, an Oldsmobile, or a Pontiac. I worked in a BOP plant, Buick, Oldsmobile, Pontiac plant, in my earlier years. And it's very interesting to see the components. Everything but the skin was the same. Engines were all the same. Chassis were the same. Everything. And so why bother is the question that the new management was asked. A lot of money was raised by the Agricultural Bank of China. The value of General Motors at the moment is $63 billion, including a yet-to-be-exercised option that allows underwriters to sell more shares depending on demand. There it is. The Bank of China buying a lot of the stock. I guess that doesn't surprise anybody, though, does it? 800-510-8255. Okay, so we are clearing the decks for your calls, which will happen in a matter of moments here on the countdown.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. GEICO could save you money on motorcycle insurance. And here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than a dollar a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. GEICO. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Shop Toys R Us for super deals on the biggest selection of toys and video games from the hottest brands like Barbie, Fisher-Price, Lego, Nintendo, and more. If you're expecting a baby, register with Babies R Us. We make it easy to plan for baby's arrival. Sign up in-store or online. Plus, make shopping even more rewarding. Join our free rewards program at Toys R Us and Babies R Us and get exclusive offers, discounts, and more. Toys R Us and Babies R Us, the hottest toys and everything for baby, all at low prices. Come shop and save today.
Like to sample a new sugar-free Luden's Wild Cherry Throat Drop?
Oh, gee, sugar-free would never be as good as the Luden's I grew up on. Oh, this is good. Reminds me of winters on Lake Minnewawa. When I'd come in after a long day, Mom would give me the Luden's Wild Cherry to soothe my scratchy throat. This sugar-free is like Lake Minnewawa all over again, yeah?
New Luden's Sugar-Free Wild Cherry. Soothing great taste just like the original. Luden's, it still works wonders.
800-510-8255. I guess some people are asking the question about if there's a summary. Do we have a summary of the value of the public offering based on the common stock and preferred offerings? This is the kind of conversation that went on over the 24-hour period after the stock went public, and I guess a little before, on some of the business money shows on like CNBC, and you know that there are a number of, Ray Lucci is one of them, who does sort of, people call them business, they're on business money stations, but it's general information that's helpful to understand, I think, anyway. The total IPO and preferred offerings before overallotments was $20.1 billion. Total IPO and preferred offerings, including all overallotments, $23.1 billion. Treasury total take from IPO and preferred offerings, at least $13.9 billion, including common stock sales, and $2.1 billion from selling its Series A preferred shares to General Motors when the IPO is completed. Common share price, $33 to start. Common shares offered, $478 million. Optional underwriter overallotment, 71 million. Total common shares with overallotments, 549 million shares. And it's okay, so you've gone back to sleep now, right? Here is Paul in the fine state of Kentucky with some thoughts about GM.
What's amazing about all this is we go to, into a war in Iraq where the bankers and a bunch of other people get rich. We bail out the banks for the homeowners, you know, because of the housing. Who gets rich? The bankers. We bail out GM. Well, who's getting rich? And plus President Obama talking about how all this dirty foreign money that the Republicans are getting it for their campaigns. Well, who's buying GM? China, Asia, all these other big countries. I mean, this is nuts. People, you're crazy. The old GM, go back in the past. Old GM, we lost $12 billion on that. They were bragging because we spent $1 billion to clean up the old warehouse, or the old manufacturing plants that supposedly had chemical waste in them and stuff. And the EPA for this administration is bragging because it created jobs. This is ridiculous.
All right, there's somebody who doesn't sound too enthused. What would you suggest, sir? That'd be my question. What's your suggestion on how to handle it? Let it go and just let the jobs and the companies evaporate? It seems to me that what they did here, much as I'm not necessarily here to tell you that Barack Obama did the right thing, when they do the right thing, you suggest that that's the right thing. I'm not so blinded by my dislike. I don't dislike the man, and I think when somebody does something right, you should acknowledge it. Did your mother not do that when you were a child? 800-510-8255. Frank in North Carolina looks like a skeptic at this point as well. Go ahead, Frank.
How could GM think that the American public, after they went through a pick-and-choose bankruptcy and the people were not made whole, expect us to have any confidence or belief that they're any better at this point? The ordinary people and retirements were wiped out in a big way. This is not going to resolve the government debt, or the debt to the government, excuse me, and so the government should undergo, our military is in bad need of replacement vehicles. They're having to cannibalize. They should be paid by military vehicle production, and so that GM gets back to even, even though the public got a bad deal. The unions, and this applies to Chrysler, too, got wiped out big time. At that point, then, there should be no availability of calling Obama as a banker or anything else, but there should be no availability for future monies. They either make it or they don't, because there's thousands of ordinary businesses that are at restructuring and bankruptcies and so on, and they're not getting any breaks.
All right, well, as... always a reason, as I've said, to be on the bad side or the negative side of this. I look at it as us getting money back we weren't expecting to get back. As a taxpayer, I'm grateful. I didn't want them to take my money to be used for most of these purposes anyway. Although there's something different about General Motors. Yeah, you can get into it in the way things were run. I'm not for Frank, however, helping load up the military industrial complex any heavier than it already is. So maybe we can come up with something that's better. If you want to have parity or get all of our money back, we use the production facilities to do something else. But unless we cut the budget, maybe they'll do that as they try to save some money. The military budget is the most over-bloated, over-weighted, over-supported, over-kindled, over-cooked budget that we have in any aspect in our entire governmental operation. Mary, next up from Georgia with a focus on President Obama for us.
Good morning. I'm just tickled pink through all this. You know, they've been calling my president a socialist. But if this had been done by the Republicans, they would have just given the money, you know, TARP, the car companies, everything. They would have just given them the money and we would have never got a cent back. But the way that our president did it, he assured that we'd get our money back. And even in his, you know, before he became president, he used to talk about wanting to have, you know, the new electric cars and stuff like that, you know, modernizing our country and saving energy and stuff. And he wanted it done by the American car companies. And he bailed them out. And because of the way he did it, we're getting paid back. I don't remember ever getting paid back for anything.
Well, you don't remember the Chrysler deal then, Mary, because the Chrysler folks, when Lee Iacocca was around, who, by the way, made a great president in his day. Anyway, he and the company, because it wasn't him, it isn't Obama by himself. It's all the people that are around, and I'm going to hereby speculate that President Obama doesn't know anything about business. He had a few advisors around him that knew what the right thing to do was, and so I think Lawrence Summers was responsible a lot for crafting a part of this. At this point, is it a sweet deal? And if you think it's a sweet deal, that's fine. You can share that with us. 51 after the hour on the countdown.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Details.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Who are the fakers and who are the ones that really kind of get the whole story, the whole truth and nothing but the truth when it comes to all this? It's always colored by our own experiences. And if you've owned GM cars over the years, you're probably prone to think it's a pretty good idea. And if you haven't, some of you may think that's, you know, I like Chrysler cars. You say, okay, let's help them out. I like Ford. They don't need any help. You know, other people, it's just... Hello, it's the world we live in, and it's good for varying points of view because that stimulates us to think about what might be the in a similar situation, what might be the course of action that makes sense. Here's Paula listening in Ohio with a focus on the General Motors deal.
Good morning. I say woohoo! I saw this coming. Do you know what I'm saying? And it's good for all of us. We don't work for General Motors. There's a lot of people I know that do. That lost their jobs, actually, and now they're back working. So, no, this is all good. What Obama did, he was like a banker. He loaned them money, and he's getting it back. It's all working. It's coming out sweet for all of us. No, everyone, Republicans, Democrats, whatever. There was everybody working at General Motors. There was all types of people. People who don't even vote were working for General Motors. This is working out sweet for all of us. And this will get paid off. This will be the best loan anyone ever made. And it, you know what? Nothing's going to get completely better. You got to look forward to the mortgage crisis. That's going to end probably 2015. 2017, you know, people start buying again after all those loans that went bad, and we'll be good again. This is a good sign. People should give props to Obama. You know, I saw all this coming, though. So, I mean, I think any intelligent person did.
All right, props to Obama. 800-510-8255. Beth, you're in Iowa, I understand, and you're next with your thoughts for us here on the countdown.
You know what? The taxpayers always lose. I just feel like almost anywhere you look, it's a rigged game. And, you know, many times it doesn't much matter whether it be Republican or Democrat. And, you know, I hear a lot more skepticism and, you know, questioning the power, which used to be a good thing, being more and more criticized every day. That idea, how come it's not offered to me to buy? Because I certainly bailed them out, didn't I? I didn't get an offer. Not one offer. I'm shut out, as a matter of fact. Hedge funds. Pretty interesting because, you know, that's one thing that was left pretty much alone in the financial so-called reform bill. I wonder why. The people that are going to be getting the benefits of this. Sounds like it might be some unions. I would say they've had plenty.
Plenty. All right, Beth? Why is there so much negativity about stuff like this? Yeah, people are so angry. Give it a rest, will you? Ed, you're in Texas. What's your question for us here?
The liberals don't like to do that because then that kind of shatters their argument, doesn't it? Specifically, the loan that the U.S. taxpayers made to General Motors was roughly $50 billion, more or less. Did you know about the special bonus that they're going to give to General Motors? Tim Geithner, tax chief Geithner, and the IRS ruled that even though General Motors went bankrupt and the new GM left the old General Motors behind, that is, all the plants with the environmental issues and the plants that were antiquated and the ones that were losing money and all the debt to the secured bondholders that they reneged upon. Now, we loaned them the $50 billion in round numbers, but they've determined, that the Internal Revenue Service has determined, oh, yeah, you can leave that debt behind, but you get to take all of your operating losses forward. Your depreciation that you weren't able to take, you're able to take your tax credits forward, so they're going to give them $45 billion of tax credits that belong to the bond investors. If General Motors was paying like a debt creditor that they were, they'd be paying 32%. That would be $15 billion a year. So in 2 years, that's 30. They'd be in the hole of $30 billion, less than five net.
All right. So there's controversy about this. You can always find somebody who wants to throw some water on it. Are there things that are... The lady who asked the question about whether she could have stock or not, the problem is the stock market is rigged for the big investors anyway. They're the ones that buy up the... I remember when I used to have a couple of extra bucks and try to buy some of these initial public offerings. Very difficult to do. Anyway, the subject here was General Motors. The stock went public. U.S. taxpayer gets some money back. Maybe that's the headline that we ought to hold on to as we end this hour of discussion about GM and the stock purchase on the countdown, 59 after the hour.